Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I've got a DJ tonight. DJ tonight and tomorrow night, so I've asked Annie Mack if she could come in a little bit earlier, so she might pop in to show me how to DJ, because I can't. So she's going to teach me how to DJ before 7 tonight. Can't be that hard.
You can't just learn to DJ in a few hours, can you?
Gosh, can. There's millions of DJs. Can't be that hard, can it? Do you think it's hard?
Are you saying that, like...
I think you've just got to listen and practice.
Yeah, for a bit more than a couple of hours.
Nah, that's all right.
Good luck to you.
Am I saying what about Tiesto?
That all he did was like learn for an hour.
Yeah.
Off DJing for dummies, and now he's that. That's
hey,
all
don't
he
call
does.
Annie Mac that. Hello to Ryan in Belfast, who says, shame on you. DJing takes years to perfect properly. Yeah, but I don't want to do it proper. I don't want to be like Tiesto, just sort of like on the way towards Tiesto. You know, just a little bit rubbish, a little bit good.
Have you just got one of those other DJs mix CDs? You know, like the best of Dave Pearce, 98
or something.
Oh, I could
just pop that on, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's an hour and a half. It's quite long. Put it on twice.
Yeah. No one
thanks
knows.
For coming, guys. Yeah. We're just gonna have that CD one more
again,
time.
Again.
Now I'm DJing tonight in Lincoln, and then tomorrow gonna go and DJ in Leeds. But I actually my mixing's not good, basically. But my selections are good. But that's what Annie Mack always says to me, that the selections is what counts, not the mixing. She says that, though, and then gets into all mixy goodness, doesn't she? Hello to Tom, who says, hey, my girlfriend thinks I'm sad because I watched Billy Connolly's Route 66 and your recommendation last night. It was surprisingly good. Think you found your new calling as a TV critic. I just looked in the paper and was like, oh, Billy Connolly's program's on. I quite want to watch that.
Oh, you've never seen it yourself?
No, I've never seen it. Yeah, no, Tom's watching it. Loads of people watched it on my recommendation. People were tweeting me last night saying, are you watching Billy Connolly? I was like, no, I'm out. I've got a life. I'm joking. I went out last night to DJ at my friend's little party in a shop that he had.
How was that? That was the
it
one
was
you
fun.
Really didn't want to do, wasn't it?
Well, no, I didn't. Well, yeah.
Did
I was
you say
just
that
a bit tired.
Air?
Yeah, I did say
oh,
it on air.
Oh,
yeah.
For that. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mind doing it. It was basically, he asked me to DJ ages ago, and I was like, yeah, I will do it, definitely. And then I never heard of him for about 2 months, so I thought, well, maybe he's forgot. But then he reminded me yesterday. But I went, but it was surprisingly fun, actually. I really, really enjoyed it. To say I forgot my CDs and I had to make do with whatever was on my desk upstairs, it was kind of the perfect vibe. It was good. It was good fun. So did that, then went home, missed Billy Connolly, of course, and then had a real unproductive day today. I've been attempting to make mix CDs for my DJ set tonight and tomorrow night since about 10 o'clock this morning, and they're not finished.
Did you just watch daytime TV instead?
I did. I watched little bits. I watched, I don't know what it was, but I really got into it. I watched a good half an hour of it. I think it was like Doctors, but not Doctors. I couldn't tell the premise of the show, and I watched it for half an hour or something. But it was pretty good. It was about this transsexual woman. And anyway, it was pretty entertaining. It was a BBC show, and she was in a police station, or he was in a police station. Yeah, so quite productive Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Jason Derulo is going to be at the Teen Awards, which is really soon now. 9th of October at Wembley Arena. Radio 1's Teen Awards takes over just for 14 to 17-year-olds. That's you and your friends. No parents whatsoever. In your face, oldies. I'm going to be hosting it with Molly off of the Saturdays. I'm going to go on a Teen Awards sort of health kick.
Are you?
Yeah.
What does that involve?
Well, I just think I should look all fresh and nice because Molly from the Saturdays looks lovely at the moment. Not that she ever looked horrible. Not that she's ever
she
like,
used to look.
Oh my God, she used to be obese. No, she looks really good. So I thought if you're going to be on stage at Wembley, I should probably like make an effort, you know?
You're going to get a tan? Fake tan?
No, I'm not going to get a fake tan, but I'm going to go to the gym more.
New teeth?
No, my teeth are all right, aren't they? Who said I had crooked teeth the other day?
That was Westwood yesterday.
Oh, Tim Westwood. What does he know about teeth? So yeah, just going on a little health kick, but not right now because I've just ordered a toasted cheese and pastrami sandwich. So after that, we'll get healthy and a packet of crisps. So I'm going to be hosting it, performing at the Teen Awards. We have Jason Derulo, who you just heard. Rizzle Kicks are going to be there. Cher Lloyd, Joe Jonas, Ed Sheeran, Pixie Lott and One Direction. So the lineup's not too shabby. It's massive. The Subway is on Radio 1 this afternoon. Brand new stuff from them. I've got beef with the Subways.
Why?
Well, accidental beef.
Oh.
Because on Tuesday, I think it was, on Monday, I can't remember, one day this week, I was very chatty on the show and talked so much, and then the songs that we'd programmed to put in for the show, that we couldn't play them all. So I basically pressed the Subway song about 6:59, knowing full well that I wouldn't be able to play the full song because Zane Lowe, of course, starts at 7. So I just turned it off at 7 and said, and that's 7, here's Zane. And then I got beef. And then I said it was boring. But I didn't, you know.
You said you were only going to play half of it because it was boring.
Yeah. But I was
but
just
then
being...
you were just singing along to it. Is that because they've had words?
No, I was just being flippant. I'd not even heard it. Just thought I'd show off on the radio. I'd not even heard it. I just thought I'd say it was boring. I just thought, rather than be like, oh, I've got to turn it off because of the time that it is. I thought they'd be saying, boring is Zane.
So what did they say? Were they listening?
Yes.
What did they say?
One of them messaged me, Billy off of the Subways on Twitter. And it wasn't even like, yo, I'm going to get you outside Radio 1. It was like, quite heartbroken that you think our new record's boring.
Aww.
And then a sad smiley. I'm a sucker for a sad smiley. Mm. So then I had to write back and be like, oh, it's only, well, it was, I don't think it's boring at all. It was just for comedy effect.
Winking smiley?
No, winking smiley. I just said I really liked it. Off air. I should probably have said that on air. I really like it. Hope you enjoyed your Eggs Benedict this morning. Me and four other builders were sat next to you. Was going to say hello, but you look rough.
That's nice.
Thanks for that message. I hated that Eggs Benedict this morning. All watery. It was horrid.
Oh, did they not drain them?
No, it wasn't good. Oh. It wasn't good. Builders, get back in touch. How was your breakfast? Looked rough. Hate that was me all fresh-faced. It's like, just had a hair mask on and everything.
Tomorrow, we'll update the news and sports at 5 o'clock.
Thanks, Chris.
It's all right.
How are you feeling today?
I feel good.
Yeah, you're not... You're not sad that it's the last time that we'll be together?
What, the last time ever?
But like this week.
Yeah, I am a bit sad about that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that music is appropriate.
Where have you got... Is this your DJ set?
Yeah, this is my set tonight. This is my opener. Come on, Lincoln. Get those lighters in the air. Hey, my mum once watched a Simply Red concert on the telly. It was all like sort of horrible music like this. And people holding lighters up, and mum said, ooh, is that a rave? I said, no, mum, that's not a rave. So, Chris, sad times.
Very sad times.
But we'll see you at 5, yeah?
Just one last time, yeah.
Going to play out the rest of this. It's just 8 minutes long.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
See you later.
We're going to play a game now to win Scott Mills points. I need 880. No, 820. So...
Well, you can win that
I've
if you get this
I've got to win
right.
This. Okay.
This quiz, if anyone's listening and they get it exactly right, they can have 820 Scott Mills points.
Okay, so if you are playing along
but
at home...
you have to be exactly spot
exactly
on.
The number. I don't even know what the game is. We're going to find out. I'm going to play against Simon. Hello.
Hello.
All
right.
I'm good. You said hello like Cher off of Clueless then. Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. Like, whatever. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. What's, how are you doing?
What am I doing? The radio?
No, I'm saying, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
Must be the accent.
Eh?
Must be the accent. Yeah. I'll put a nice posh one on for you there.
Where are you from, Simon? Where's the accent
I'm
from?
I'm from a place called Craster in Northumberland. You might remember... You might know the kippers there. Craster kippers, you know? Do you like kippers?
I don't really like kippers. My dad likes kippers.
All right, well, that's where I'm from anyway.
I don't like the smell. If I could go around to someone else's house and cook them and then leave, it'd be all right. But it's sort of...
It does have an interesting smell.
Yeah, it stinks. Makes the upstairs smell as well. It's so strong. It's not just the kitchen. I hate that smell. I hate being woken up by the scent of a cooking kipper. Horrible.
How often does that happen?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, it does. Every time I go on, my dad has kippers, and it stinks. I'm like, bleh, bleh.
I can imagine.
Rotten hangover, and that wafting up to my old room. So, Simon, we're going to play a game. I'm not entirely sure what the game is.
Right.
So, Becky, do you want to explain what's going on?
Have you got your quiz music?
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Is it the last time you're going to be able to use it? So
oh,
you
I
might
love
as
my
well.
Quiz music.
I know you do.
My quiz music's my favourite thing, Simon.
Yeah.
Have you got any Scott Mills points already?
I've got about 50.
If you've got 50, oh, I've got 180. I'm trying to get 820 in this next challenge. So we're going to have some...
Was some Wellington boots, did you say?
You can have some waders for 1,000.
Oh, waders.
Yeah. They're quite handy for the kippers.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to hopefully win 820 Scott Mills points.
Okay.
With a quick game. Becky, Tell us what it's about. Is this going to be really embarrassing? Because I feel like the fact that you've not told me what it is off air means that it's something that I wouldn't do. So you're just going to be like, oh, well, we'll just have to do it on air, so therefore he has to do it. Mm. If it's embarrassing, I'm not doing it. I'm going to I'm lining up Bruno Mars.
Well, just in case it's...
If it's embarrassing, it's getting this. Okay?
Well.
We're going to cue right into that song.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Okay, you know how we like to count how many times, like, if people talk about stuff excessive amounts?
Oh, no.
We add it all up. Yeah. What do you think you've talked about more than anything in your 2 weeks covering Scott? As Sarah Cox always talks about food.
I was going to say, what I've ate.
No, more than that.
My hair?
No.
Billy Connolly? Martin Roberts?
No, more than Martin Roberts you've mentioned this lot.
One Direction.
Yes!
Oh, no.
So, how many times... We couldn't do the full 2 weeks because we didn't have enough time in our working day. This has taken us all day to make this.
No!
Yes,
so what did you have to do? Listen to the entire week?
Yes.
I'm really sorry.
So, how many times has Grimmy mentioned One Direction or members thereof since Monday at 4 o'clock? There was a clue in the fact that... Me and Chris, who's working on the show, have spent a long time doing this today.
Oh, my God.
So, guesses, please.
This is going to be awful. I think... Simon, you go first. Have you been listening this week?
On and off. On and off. Sorry, Grimmy. On and off.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be dedicated. My own family don't even listen. I have mentioned One Direction a little bit because they're playing the Teen Awards. We had that dinner with them the other day, and I'm obsessed with them.
That was lovely.
So that's why I've mentioned them. But how many times do you think I've mentioned what? Just the word One Direction or...
And their name, and the names of the band.
Oh, my God, this is going to be so embarrassing.
Right. Well, I will say you would have mentioned several times. Let's say 15.
15 times.
Whoa. No, Simon, I'm going to give you a heads up. Go higher.
Higher?
Yes.
50? I'll change the team to a T.
Yes.
Oh, you're going
50.
More
like it.
50.
Okay, so if I win...
Yes.
How many... Do I still get 820?
Or does it have to be... spot on.
Oh, right, okay. I'm going to say that I've mentioned One Direction... 72 times.
Okay. So, Simon, you're saying 50. Grim, you're saying 72.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Oh, no. Is this going to paint me as a lunatic?
You did it.
One Direction. One Direction. One Direction. Actual One Direction. One Direction. No, One Direction. One Direction. One Direction Mania. Liam. Zayn. What about Louis? Harry Styles. Liam off of One Direction.
Liam.
And there was One Direction Hysteria.
One Direction.
So many fans of One Direction. I've got to go for a dinner tonight and One Direction are going. And I don't know why I'm caught up in One Direction Hysteria.
She
I met
be.
Harry Styles once and it was really exciting.
Really?
Yeah, he thought he was in with Harry. Greg thinks that he's in with Harry Styles because Harry's tweeted him or something. Because One Direction were number one yesterday and you'll get the One Direction thing. Off of One Direction? Do you speak to One Direction? She stays in touch with One Direction. Harry's hair sort of brushed out of place. Maybe a Liam. Harry Styles has been on. I'm friends with Harry Styles on BBM. All new best friends, me and One Direction. My new best friend's One Direction. Liam was telling me that, and Liam was saying, Liam,
introduce me now.
Harry Styles off of One Direction wants to be my best friend. Harry's be like, Harry, dear Harry. And of course, yeah, One Direction were there. No Boris Johnson. Liam. So that's quite a fun table, isn't it? James Corden and One Direction. He came over to talk to One Direction. One Direction. I got led astray by One Direction last night. Take some sneaky pictures of One Direction. One Direction. My man, Dem, my crew, One Direction. I'm quite excited. Should I be excited about going for dinner with One Direction?
Yes, you should.
And 27. So, oh my God!
That was 54 times, right? And we've made that before you went in earlier to talk to Greg, so there's more. You need to play the other bit as well.
Where's the other bit?
Underneath.
Scott Mills points bonus extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on 54 at the moment.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Yeah, my Harry Styles impression wasn't great. Okay. I said, yeah, I'm good, thanks. Has a T. Has a S. Well, I'm on second base with Harry Styles. Who do you want? Do you want Liam?
I want a Harry.
There's enough of Harry Styles to go around. So how many more is that?
It's an extra six.
That's an extra six, so 60 times.
60 times.
Oh, my God. I think I need to talk to someone, don't I?
You didn't come didn't come across as too odd.
No, nothing.
I've won this one.
Simon, you've won. Has he?
Yay.
Yes.
No, I won.
Yeah, you've
Let's
won.
Give him all the points.
You can have 820 Scott Mills points.
When do I get my waiters?
Well, you have to fill out the form and send in the coupons. And...
Right, there's a lot of admin.
There's a lot of admin. You'll get them about 2014.
Right. Well, I'll look forward to that.
Thank you for playing, Simon.
No problem, Grimmy.
I'll see you soon. I wanted to ask you something, actually. I've got to DJ tonight. Any advice? Because I heard you had a mobile disco.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Because Becky told me. She asked you.
Oh, yeah. Well, silent disco. Silent disco, but it's the same sort of thing. Well, I would say what you started off to, your show with today would go down pretty well.
What was that? I can't remember.
I can't remember, but it sounded good.
Hello to Gordon in Aberdeen. He played along, got some Scott Mills points. He got 130. Hello to Natasha in Oxford. I actually got 54. Do I get all the points? Please. Yes, you can have all the points. You can make it up, to be fair, can't you? No one's keeping a tab.
Well, yeah. I was going to say yes, then I realised I've been lying. So.
I guessed exactly 60, says John. In Camberley. I guess 60. How many points do I get, says Laura in Oakham? Everyone gets 820 if you played or if you didn't play, if you got it right or wrong. 820 for everyone. So, Chris Smith, can we talk to you before the news? Is that breaking boundaries?
If you want, yeah.
Okay. We thought we'd find out who my favourite member of One Direction is because I said, over the course of a week...
yeah.
One Direction and their names 60 times.
Wow. Don't you know who your favourite is, though?
Well, I don't really know.
Okay.
We clipped it up to see how many times I said each of them. What about Louis? Just one for Louis.
Not a fan.
Zane's. Just one for Zane. Just one for Zane. Niall. Not once.
But I think, to be fair, at one point you did say, what about the other one?
Yeah. Maybe that counts.
Maybe that counted. Liam? Liam was telling me that... And Liam was saying, Liam, because of nerves. Liam, introduce me now. Liam drops me like anything. Liam. Liam off of One Direction. Liam. Yeah, I was like, Liam, introduce me. Liam?
Maybe a Liam.
Why am I just shouting at him all the way through? Like, Liam!
That was when you were telling your Ronnie Wood story and you were trying to get his attention.
Oh, yeah, and he wouldn't, wouldn't introduce me.
Who's your favourite?
Harry Styles. I met Harry Styles once and it was really exciting.
Really? Yeah.
Harry Styles has been on. I'm friends with Harry Styles on BBM. Yeah, he thought he was in with Harry. Greg thinks that he's in with Harry Styles because Harry's tweeted him or something. I met Harry once.
Yeah, my Harry Styles impression wasn't great. Okay. I said, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How's the tea? How's the rest? Well, I'm on second base with Harry Styles. Harry, there's enough of Harry Styles to go around. Harry's hair sort of brushed out of place.
Dear Harry. Probably Harry, isn't it?
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.